This callous act does not reflect our community. In fact, it indeed looks like this individual is not part of our community.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters, and that was Boise Mayor Dave Beter talking about an incident that happened Saturday evening here in Boise, a mass stabbing where a man apparently came to an apartment complex during a three-year-old birthday party, ended up stabbing nine people, six of whom are children ranging in age from 3 to 12 years old, and then three adults. Police tell us the suspect is 30-year-old Timothy Kinner. He's from Los Angeles, as I said. He has been charged with numerous felonies. He is set to be arraigned today. This has left our community in shock, I think heartsick, maybe people even angry, as we grapple with how this could happen. Joining me today to continue talking about this is Mike Journey, spokesperson for the city of Boise, Boise Chief of Police Bill Bones, and State Senator Grant Burgoyne from District 16, which is where that attack happened. Thank you again for remaining here and talking about this. Senator Burgoyne, I'd like to start with you. This is your district. This happened where you live. You represent these individuals. How has it been for you this past weekend?
Well, it's a tragedy. These really are collectively all of our children and family members. They've come to Boise to escape troubles in the rest of the world, and they've had this horrible tragedy visited on them. But they live in a good community, and it may be hard for them to appreciate that now. That's completely understandable. But this is a community that stands with them and wants to support them. There is one aspect of this that I've thought quite a bit about, and that is the three-year-old girl in Salt Lake City. She has been taken out of this community and her family taken out of the community, and they're now having to cope with being in another city and all that goes with that. And we and our family have had a little experience with children having to be in the hospital in Salt Lake. And we know that just logistically and financially, that is difficult. And they're going to need our help. Everybody in this attack needs our help. But this family especially is facing some challenges. And I know we'll step up and we will take care of that.
And you've spent time with the refugee community because a lot of them live within your district.
They do. And they're a tremendous part of our community. And it's a community that obviously experiences extraordinary stresses and strains, not only because of problems in their home countries, but just the act of having to pick up and move and come to a new country, a country where the language is different, a country where the culture is different. Even if you move within your own country, you experience a certain sense of dislocation and maybe homesickness. And there are all of these things that go with that. And then to put this on top of it is such a horrible thing.
Chief Bones, you said something during the break that I thought was very profound. And it is about not necessarily about defining a city based on an incident.
So I was talking, and I really do see incidents like 9/11 is a defining moment for our country, but for our community, this is a defining moment. But it's not the incident. It's not the incident. It's not what occurred that defines us. It's how we respond in the aftermath, what we do that shows who we are as a community. And that's the opportunity of today. That's the opportunity of the future. That's the opportunity, Senator Burgoyne is saying, for us to make a difference for those that were involved and send a message across the country. You know, we've got the vigil tonight, and I think we've already had over 1,000 people RSVP online. I'd love to see 10,000 people there for the message that sends of support to the victim of every crime, to the victim of anybody in our community that is victimized for any reason, that we as a community are behind you.
And, Mike, is that one of the reasons for having the vigil, is defining us beyond what happened on Saturday night?
That's absolutely right. It's a way to step forward on the right foot and make sure that number one, that these folks feel the support that they need in order to work their way through this, to understand that they are still in a safe community. But also, as a community, for us to help define ourselves going forward from this, we've had this definition of ourselves going forward as a welcoming city. We want that to continue, and this is a great way to step forward and make that happen and make that continue. I think the chief's reaction is exactly right. It's how we move forward from this instance that really is going to define us, and I think the people will feel that love and that support, and we'll be better off for it in the end.
I'm speaking with Boise Chief of Police Bill Bones, Mike Journey, spokesperson for the City of Boise, and State Senator Grant Burgoyne of District 16 about the mass stabbing that happened in Boise Saturday night. If you have questions or comments about how this has affected you, what you're feeling, what you're thinking, you can reach out to us. You can email us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu, tweet us, KBSX915, or find us on Facebook at Boise State Public Radio. Chief Bones, you talked a lot this weekend about the first responders, the fact that they got there in less than 4 minutes.
I'm amazingly proud of my police department, the officers, to not only respond, get to the scene, and then locate the suspect. I mean, they had set up a perimeter immediate response to the suspect to take him in custody with very controlled emotions, given the circumstance, and then to rush in and to the first thing they're doing is the first aid and making the pathway for the fire and paramedics. I ran into officers hours later at the hospital that were still covered in blood from the first aid they're given, and their focus is still on the kids. I talked with one of our first responders, and her comment to me was, I was driving by. If I'd have just known a couple minutes early, it wasn't the fact that they'd been able to get there and get the help. It's I wanted to be there faster. And that's everybody that we have as first responders in this valley, whether they're in a role of medical or first aid, fire, police, they did it to help people. And they want to be there before the damage is done. And unfortunately, that's usually not when we're able to reach them. But an amazing job. And I couldn't be prouder as a police chief to be part of this organization, but of the people and how they responded to the incident.
And then when the victims got to the hospital, the medical team.
I got to tell you, they are some of my biggest heroes right now. Walked into the ER, and as you can imagine, it's been 25 years here in Boise. I've been in the ER in some serious incidents before. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that many medical teams. I was talking, and they told me that they actually called 5 trauma teams in on top of the existing trauma teams they had. But they were all on point, on task. And I don't know that everybody will survive this incident. We're still obviously very, very concerned for a couple of the victims. But the hope they've been given and for those that will make it through, if hopefully all, it's due to the medical care that they received. It was simply phenomenal. We are blessed to be in a city like Boise with St. Luke's and St. Al's here and the type of staff mm-hmm. and training they have.
And people may not realize the phenomenal trauma teams that we have in this valley.
We have world-class trauma teams here, and they have... As you've talked and probably very aware, they saved Corporal Holtry. They saved mm-hmm. his life, and they do that every single week. They do not get the recognition that they should have, but it is one of the jewels of our community. And they not only do they save lives, they care about lives, right. And you can tell.
And you said some of the injuries will be life-changing.
There are some very, very serious injuries, and obviously I'm not at liberty to disclose
right.
those, but they change the way a person functions for the rest of their life.
And Mike, how has the city been responding to the refugee community in light of this? How have they been doing? And we will have someone coming in right after this segment from the international rescue community to be able to talk to people about that. But from a city standpoint.
Well, and that was going to be my answer was, you know, we have some amazing partners in this community who work with refugees. We have the International Rescue Committee, the Idaho Office of Refugees, the Agency for New Americans. They have all immediately stepped forward and are rolling their sleeves up to do everything they can, not only for the families that are involved here, but also the community around them to make sure that these folks have what they need to get by on this. The International Rescue Committee is one of the key sponsors tonight of the vigil, and it was them stepping forward and saying, we want to do this. And the mayor said, absolutely, let's do it at City Hall. So it's a very important, they're a key part of connecting the community to this population and to these folks, and making sure that they integrate and can be the great citizens of our city that they are.